Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Wasted Attention Podcast. I am your host, Animal. As always, I have JD and I have Ivan with me. What's going on, guys?
Pain.
Why don't you tell the viewers real quick what happened?
I hurt my neck from sleeping too hard.
There you go. Fragile, brittle bones.
I don't know. I got one of them Tempur-Pedic mattresses and like one of those memory soft like pillows. And maybe that's the problem. Maybe I'm too pampered in my life.
I heard something. I don't know if it can relate to beds or not, but like, you know how people get those like memory foam inserts for their feet and shit like that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This one guy was talking about if you were to hop on your memory foam mattress and like do the standing, like jog in place, you get tired because of all the mushiness and stuff like that. And then when we were primitive, we just used our bare feet. You know, now that we've got these comfy shoes, we got back problems and shit like that. And like, and I got a work boot that's not as soft and my back don't hurt as much at work.
I will say my feet are giant pussies. Like, I don't even like walking on concrete. I never have my socks off. That's neither here nor there. You want me to cue the intro? Let's cue the intro. For the full 10 seconds, did you?
Yeah, I sure did. I was going to play around with it. This is what happens.
I was like, man, probably three.
But nice job with the pictures and the album cover. We lost both viewers already, but I thought it was good.
Yeah, what the hell is that beep at the end, though?
I don't know. I wanted to level it out. The problem with that, the stock music that I was using, like there wasn't like a nice smooth like transition. Then I was like, well, fuck, but I kind of like this because it's like, it's kind of get you a little bit hard, you know, but
let's throw trying to build there. A prison. They're trying to build a prison.
I thought I really liked that bass cutting through on that one. I really like that.
It was fuzzy.
Yeah, there you go. Cool. Well, anyways, you know, before we jump into this Dry Kill Logic album review of Vengeance and Violence, I just kind of want to touch base a little bit on GD's neck pain here. I think we're going to have to do a full intervention. Maybe Ivan and I could sleep in the bed with your lady and we could kind of see like how our necks feel.
For test purposes, of course, obviously.
Okay.
Although, what if it is because of certain positions that we do at night? I told her I need to be off the bed when we do that. Okay. It's just like, it's bad angles. You know, I don't need half my body hanging off so she can lay in her place. Yeah. You know?
She's hilarious. Like punch him in the back of the neck at night. Just
right.
She does hit me. Like when she wakes me up when I'm snoring, I swear to God, if I ever punch her, it's because of that. I don't literally mean like I will probably hit her because I'm so mad and upset.
You're going to go in on the experiment thinking that like, me and Ivan are going to have your lady in the middle, but it's just going to be me and Ivan, like big spoon around the site. No, that really took it to the next level. I was going to work my way to that, but my goodness.
Yeah, that's kind of the bullshit. We know.
It would eventually happen.
I got to be honest. I was like, I see it happening. I deserve this.
Sitting in the corner, just like one small pathetic drag of a cigarette in the corner.
Like you caught this train, hmm?
Shit. Well, as I said today, gentlemen, we are going to be discussing Dry Kill Logic's A Vengeance and Violence album. I'm pretty much looking forward to this because
did you suggest this when I asked for everyone's topics?
I think I said Dry Kill Logic. I did not
suggest I think at first you wanted to do the second one,
yes,
The Dead and Dreaming. Correct. Which I like too, but I kind of went with this one just because I thought it was the best, I guess, version of them, like them coming into their own fully, like sonically, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. Do it.
I do have to say, I never even knew that this album existed.
You never knew this one existed?
Never, ever, ever, ever.
Interesting.
Yeah.
This is the first one I think I heard.
Really?
Yeah.
I only knew of the first one when me and Ivan were hanging out with the old crew back in the day because of that like Spice Girls ripoff song.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Everything I need is a really what out. Well, yeah. some good riffs on that one.
Yep, exactly. I think Ivan, you had it like on a burned disc or something like that too. I can't remember, but
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Like any facts before like 2005, it's like boo.
Well, that is the album that I would say probably is the most new metal-y, mm-hmm. obviously, but
yeah,
you know, it sounds like seven string guitars, kind of obviously that Spice Girls S kind of rip off, but fun. You know, he's real kind of energetic with his vocals, but you know, that's something we could get into
for sure
as we go.
Well, how did you want to jump into this review, guys? Did you just like want to go into what we liked, what we didn't like, or?
Well, I do have a title card for this next thing, so you just tell me which one. Things we didn't like, right?
Sorry, it wasn't all. I forgot how to play.
That's like the two girls, like that's JD and Ivan trying to reason with me about like playing video games and stuff. Like, no, just a little, it's fine. I'm gonna get there one day.
Yeah, someday.
Yeah. I'm gonna jump right in. I'm a little eager about this one, guys, if you don't mind.
Oh,
the song Dead Man's Eyes.
Really?
Yes. And the reason why is because I feel
Dead Man's Eyes.
Dead Man's Eyes. Huh?
Is a dislike?
Yeah, it's a dislike. And the reason why is because it reminds me of that song Buckles off of the Dead and Dreaming.
That's interesting. I'd have to go back and compare the two, but is that all you got for that one?
That's it. I mean, because other than that, I fucking really like this album.
That's cool. I'm glad. I'll go in. I'll go first, Ivan. And so for me, there's not a song that I dislike. Like, I think they're all good or at least solid. The only thing I don't really like is the guitar tone for me. Listening to it on headphones, I don't know if there's too much mids in it or if it's just kind of overdriven a little too much, but I'm not entirely in love with the guitar tone. But other than that, like, it's just kind of nitpicky shit. Like, I think everything is either fine to solid, so anything else.
Yeah, I haven't listened to it just headphones. I just listened to it in the car and like off my phone and shit like that, so
There's just a weird muddiness to it to me, a weird frequency I'm picking up. I don't know, it's just my little nitpicky guitar player ears.
Is it too like staticky sounding? Like, it's too fuzzy sounding.
Yeah, there's something weird about it to me, but yeah, that's all nitpicks.
You say a lot of mid end.
Yeah, I don't know if it's like that. If you got a distortion pedal, it's probably like that Q frequency. I don't know if you ever saw those. There's like this weird frequency knob on it. Maybe a little too many mids.
I got you.
It's got bite, but it's kind of fuzzy in a certain frequency. Yeah, weird shit to get into, but yeah, that's my nitpickiness.
Is there something you didn't like, Ivan? Like a certain song or anything?
Honestly, I could go through this whole album and just listen to it. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's not much variance. And like, they just like groove throughout the whole thing, which ain't a bad thing. You know what I mean? There's nothing
right.
Totally sticks out song wise, except for one, maybe I'll get to that. But yeah, I mean, it's solid all the way through, and they got the funny couple or one track. They got
yeah.
The funny track.
Yeah, you kind of.
I like that too.
You know, up until you get to that point, like, I think I know what you mean, because like those first four or five songs really do kind of hit the same groove. Like they're rocking. Don't get me wrong, but there's not much variance. But yeah,
it's a little differently.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But yeah, it's good shit.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going the opposite way with you as far as like the tone goes. I feel that the first two albums for me, like they kind of took on their own sound where they almost were kind of gritty with like the guitar tone. And this was the first one where I'm like, wow, this is really clean. Like it sounded like when you listen to a band that was kind of like signed on the shitty label and didn't really have the money to like make it super crystal clear. Like this one for me, I was like, wow, it almost doesn't sound like a typical like, Dryco Logic album.
You know, to be honest, it is definitely the best sounding one that they've done up to this point. But I don't know. It sounds like maybe the way they mic the amps just caught something to me. Like I said, I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. I could be crazy. Maybe it's just nitpicking a nitpick. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely their best sounding. That's kind of one of the reasons why I wanted to do that one, because I think the guitar tone is definitely better than Dead and Dreaming.
Hmm.
But yeah, so
I'll have to go back and listen to it like on headphones, because like Ivan, I was on my phone or in the car.
Maybe like, it's just like being a guitar player. Maybe it's just like they're picking up on something like I wouldn't go for. So maybe I'm holding it against them. So
it could be.
I'm listening to them now as we're talking. I can kind of see what it sounds a little muddy. Like I'm listening to Confidence First Consequence, and it kind of like the notes kind of bleed together.
Yeah.
Until they get into the group. The groove part. Sorry, I didn't know how loud I was talking. But when they're doing something quick, it kind of just bleeds, and then when they get into the groove, that's when it kind of sticks out. Like it's better.
Yeah. I hear what you mean.
Since you brought up that song, for that. No, what
are you getting into things you like? No, I'm a little preemptive on these fucking title cards before I forget them. I'm sorry,
it's okay. I just wanted to mention since Ivan brought that song up, I put Throwdown Feel for that song.
Yeah, I could hear that.
I never thought of it before, but I get you.
Mm. All right, we all kind of talked about that. You want to hit
I got a different feel for that one.
Ooh. Yeah, what?
I got a Chimera feel the way it starts in the beginning.
I could see that. That like whole unison chunking.
I am the god you love.
Nice. I didn't think of that either. All right, you want me to hit the card?
Yeah, let's do things we like.
Hit the card. He just rips his dick out. Right.
It's very dangerous.
It looked like
I don't
it,
know.
It?
Yeah.
It kind of it was a dude that used to do a lot of like soap operas and stuff is who I'm thinking of.
He looks like the dude that was on that
He looks like the bad judge from Judge Dredd. not the I shouldn't say Rico. Judge.
Rico.
Yeah, he's like the dude that set Rico free, or like the council member. That's who I'm thinking of.
Oh, I was thinking of the dude from that TV show. I think it's Arrested Development, where his dad gets arrested and he got arrested.
Oh yeah, Bateman, right? Isn't that the dude that was in the show? Jason.
I don't know his name.
Jason Bateman's the main one.
Okay.
Then probably that guy.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's dangerous for you guys to give me the opportunity to do like title cards for the show with like millions of stock media, because I'm just trying to find the most ridiculous things I can find. So,
well, if you don't do it, we won't do anything at all. So, have at it, son.
You do you. I'm excited to jump into this. The song that I like most on this album was "Caught in the Storm." I put it was the surprise song of the album because it was like nothing like any fucking Dryco Logic song I've ever heard.
Really?
Oh, you don't think so?
Mm-mm. It had like the vocals reminded me like Jeffrey Nothing, like I could see him doing it.
I got the same vibe off of that song. Like how he starts off.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. It was just
the exact same thing. And then when he starts singing, it kind of sounds like Waylon.
I can see that like a crossbreed between the two. That's badass, man. I wish like we could like, cause it was hard to find. I don't know if you found any research, if any of you guys did on this album, but there was like next to nothing. I wish I could have read about this song because it almost was like it. I wish I could know, like, were they just trying to really step outside of the box with this one or what? Cause even the music, like, you know, I would say Dryco Logic for the most part is pretty straightforward. Wouldn't you guys agree with their presentation?
Yeah. I mean, trying to overcomplicate things. I guess that's a way to look at it. They're just kind of getting into the groove and getting in and out. Maybe it's like I think they're from New York somewhere, right?
Westchester County, New York.
Okay, there you go. Okay, I did read that right then. Yeah, maybe it's just that New York hardcore. I wouldn't even say that they're really hardcore. Maybe elements of it, but it's kind of just straight to the point. Get in, get out, get your fucking business done, and move on.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about the riff and groove and not overcomplicating things.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I dig that. But yeah, that's the biggest thing that I that's what I wanted to kind of jump in on. I fucking love that song, and I'm glad, Ivan, you caught that nothing thing too, because I was like, man, I really hope somebody catches this as well.
Man,
fucking A, man.
Somebody's got to bring it back, right?
Yep, because they're not doing it.
Yeah. Ooh, maybe someday.
Is it because they're not doing it, like bringing it back like the old school? Because there's like, it's like they're like Wu-Tang now. There's like 35 members, like with one original member.
They can tour just based on like who's in the city.
You're talking about member wise.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like Mushroomhead, San Diego chapter.
Was. I wouldn't be surprised if.
Like those black label society jackets back in the day used to have, like Pittsburgh Corruptor, and it's like, yeah, we'll just play it with whoever's in the city.
Do you remember that shit? Like there was like
actual biker gang was like, don't wear that shit.
Yup, exactly, man. That was fucking crazy. Yeah. I remember. Do you guys remember a place in Highland back in the day on Kennedy Avenue called Finkies?
Sounds familiar. I don't think I ever went to it though.
Like, yeah, because, well, I know we were like probably like really young, probably like maybe like 10, 11, 12, but it's right on Kennedy Avenue where the bike trail is. Like if you're heading northbound, like into Hammond, like right before you cross highway, it was this giant fucking club that always was getting into trouble. They had like early UFC fights. Miguel Torres fought there and shit, and they had concerts. And Ozfest 99, the year when it was Pantera and the original Black Sabbath playing, after that show, Pantera was supposed to come to Finkies and play with Black Label Society. And like, I guess like the Highland cops got involved and like shut it down. And there was another gang problem with like the Black Label Society colors. I remember my mom was telling me that like years and years ago, but it was about like another patch like issue. Like there was like another group in the area that had the black and white colors, and the Black Label Society had the black and white colors. And the show never happened. But could you imagine if, like, fucking Pantera and Black Label Society played Finkies in Highland? That would have been fucking crazy as shit.
Yeah,
that's true. I don't even know what the fuck Finkies is, but yeah, that would have been crazy.
You know, do you know where that that pharmacy is in Highland, like on Kennedy, that Big Vito's pharmacy, like where Southside Bantam used to be?
Big Vito's pharmacy. That doesn't sound suspicious at all. No. Yeah, hey, come on down the Big Beatles, hey.
I got the little prices.
I got what you need.
They just give you this greasy salami inside your medication bag.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't think this is
Cherokee hair tampons.
Western medicine.
Yeah.
But it was over there. Like, I'm going to, you know me, I'm going to be fucking,
I'm going to take a drive over there, man. I'm going to scope out the old place.
The old place. Like, man, this would have been cool. Like, what a useless story for me to tell you guys.
Yeah, this is we spent about 3 to 5 minutes like just talking about this place, and yeah, that's cool. Some information is better than no information, am I right? Yeah,
that's right. We'll talk off air. But I digress. So no, that's what I wanted to mention about one of the songs that I liked.
Oh, that's cool. Well, I guess if I'm going favorite song, I think the best heavy song on here is the Confidence vs. Consequence song.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite, like, riffy jam on this album.
Okay.
And I'm curious what you guys say about it.
About that song?
Mm-hmm.
That's one of my favorite ones.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's simple, but it's just got that, like, attitude and that groove. Confident, so down there, and watch it. Belay. I like the way he does the vocals on that.
It comes together nicely. I'll give you that.
Oh, you'll give me that? I got to fight for everything I get from you from now on. He's disappointed. Like, all right. What's your opinions on it? Because I know you got something.
You know, like I was telling Ivan earlier, kind of had that throwdown feel. It came together nicely. I enjoyed it. But as far as like what really got my dick hard musically was Boneyard, for sure.
Boneyard's on my list too.
Yeah,
I like that one.
Hell yeah, that's a good chunky fucking riff.
Yeah, man, it just wasn't predictable.
You don't think it was predictable?
Mm-mm. I really don't, because there was a lot
what
of.
What did it sound like to you?
Hmm.
What did it sound like to you?
If you put like a mixture of like a thrashy element with like a Meshuggah influence, I know that sounds weird, but that's the best way I could describe it. Is it embarrassing that I almost like put my ear up to my microphone, which number one didn't make sense anyway?
Yeah. Okay, Caught in the Storm sounds similar.
Caught in the Storm. Oh, okay.
See, maybe you got your shit mixed up, man.
But me? Anyways, what's that System of a Down song?
Like a System song? Huh. I never even thought about that. That's interesting.
You know, groupie!
You do a pretty good Dry Kill Logic singer guy. Like, you've got that, like, that fucking grit. Like, I know what you're, like, when you do it, I'm like, I know what he's doing there. Like,
he has a interesting kind of tone.
He does. Yeah.
He sounds like he's like, he keeps his mouth more closed and lets it echo in his mouth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like he's eating and singing.
It's an interesting way to put it.
Oh, that's fucking funny. I like it. I
dig it.
Yeah, it's different. I fucking love it, man.
Chicken leg, and he's like,
I got a chicken leg. Every fucking Dry Kill Logic hook is similar to what you just did. That da, 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 da. Like, yeah. You eventually go back to it, which you're like, oh, okay, but I don't know. It's interesting. That song 4039, I put had a straightforward drive, brought back that halftime feel around 220. Timing was superb.
I like the halftime feel on that one. Mm-hmm.
Fuck yeah.
That little guitar part in there, that higher one. Like got a solo in there and everything.
Hell yeah, man. And that's kind of rare for them, ain't it?
Yeah. Well, yeah, they got some here and there. Line. But I think that whole, I don't think bands in the day really kind of did it as much. Like, I feel like they kind of, if you had to put it, like, I think they kind of lean more hardcore than new metal, but I feel like they got a hint of new metal. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like those solos kind of make it branch out a little bit.
For sure.
Like, I don't mean it in like any derogatory way. I know everybody kind of shits on new metal, but I never, it just depends on the band. I think
it does.
If you want to label these guys new metal, I think it's good, but I think they lead to the harder side of that metal, new metal kind of sound.
You know, nobody started shitting on new metal until that fucking hardcore fucking shit came in to play. Like, not the hardcore, like, 80s, 90s kind of stuff, but that newer hardcore, and you guys know exactly what I'm talking about, like, from, like, 2004 to 2010. And everybody's like, oh, man, fuck new metal. Like, but you know what? New metal fucking bred so much of the good shit that's out now, you know?
Is it making a comeback, you would say?
Eventually it will. I firmly believe from the depths of my soul it will come back, but I still say we're maybe another 5 years out.
Interesting. Because it all revolves.
It does, man. It all comes back. You got to at least figure if end of 2021, you know, early 2022, if things start coming back into play, like shows and shit like that, we've got this giant fucking backlog of the tours that were supposed to be this year and the albums that were supposed to be dropped this year. So we're going to be kind of reliving everything for like the next 2 years.
Do you think there's going to be like a overbooking issue?
Oh, for sure, bro. For yeah. sure.
There's going to be like in Chicago, three different bands playing on the same day or something, you know?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, man. That's going to be really crazy to see the draw, because once those fucking floodgates open, man, everybody's going to be fucking out. Like,
well, don't they have like, oh man, maybe it doesn't apply to different venues and shit, but I always thought there was a clause that certain bands couldn't play within a certain mileage or something, but maybe, I don't know.
It's only the big
logistics
ticket.
Of that.
Yeah, it's big ticket bands like your McCartneys and your Stones and shit like that.
What did they call it? Josta used to talk about it all the time in his podcast. Some kind of clause. I forget what it was, but
Santa?
Yeah. Santa Claus.
The escape clause.
There you go.
The missing clause.
Yeah, but no, yeah, it's I we'll have to look this up and talk about it off air, because it's really fascinating to think about that you're such a big fucking monopoly that night, you know what I mean, of all the money coming into the city. Like, I'm that's never going to happen. Like, hey, Amir's playing at Mojo's, but you better best goddamn believe Seven Dust better not be in town, because it's gonna go down, you know.
Yeah, nobody else can play.
Go down. Right. What's that? Dez is in town too. I don't know if you guys know what I'm talking about. You remember that? Some dude from Seven Dust, I think it's the drummer, was dating Naja. I think it was Naja.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
And then Dez said something to her, and then they wrote a song about Dez and calling him out and all that stuff.
Huh. I had no idea.
Yeah. I knew that they now were they like married or something, or I don't know.
I think they're married, yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy. Man, fucking Seven Dust, man. I would love to see them again. I just want to put that out there.
I've never seen them.
So fun. Have any of you guys seen Dry Kill Logic before?
No, I didn't. I didn't get into Dry Kill Logic like until 2009. That was the first time I heard him ever. So
I want to say maybe in Ozfest, but I can't. I don't know.
Dude, they did one of the Gigantors.
Did they really?
I want to. Obviously, probably around this time, but they were opening for Megadeth and Dream Theater. It must have been around 2006.
Damn. Yeah. I'm trying to look this up real quick to see if what year Dry Kill Logic was at Ozfest, because that does sound vaguely familiar. No, just Gigantor. That's the only thing that's coming up.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
For some reason, an interview with American Headcard came up too.
Yeah, I got Dry Kill Logic pre-Ozfest gigs announcement.
Yep, that's the one I clicked on, but it was all Gigantor stuff.
Right, because that's the pre-Ozfest.
Oh. These are for July and August. And that's when Ozfest was over. It was in August, ain't it?
I don't remember, dude.
I don't fucking know.
To be honest.
We're old. My neck don't even work. I can't remember nothing.
I want to say it was like during their second album.
That would make sense, right? Because I remember that Paper Tiger song was fucking huge, like on Fuse and all that kind of shit. Huh.
Or maybe, because I don't know, I feel like I've seen them, but dude, I forgot I saw Slayer until someone mentioned it, and I was like, oh, yeah.
I saw Slayer on fucking one of the Ozfest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's go back to 2004, sitting next to Ivan, seeing Slayer.
Is this still the same song?
Man,
I did see Slayer. It must have been the 99 Ozfest, but Kerry King ended up coming out later for Rob Zombie, and they played probably More Human Than Human. I think he did a guest guitar thing on it.
No, that's cool.
That's back when Rob was opening for Sabbath.
Nice, man. It was suggested, gentlemen, now that we're talking about Slayer, before we went and did this tonight, Robin was like, did you guys decide on any Slayer stuff ever? And I was like, no, we talked about like the certain songs that we like, but we never like dedicated a full album. Cause you know, like most real metal heads, like you can't say like every single album.
Who suggested this to you?
This is Robin.
Robin? Like, does she like Slayer?
No, I'm getting there. Don't worry. The plane's landing. The plane is landing, gentlemen. Bear with me.
Sorry.
Keep it on.
Inquisitive mind.
We're talking about like with Slayer, like you talk to a lot of like guys like us who aren't like totally into Slayer, like we wouldn't sit there and be like every single album was the best. Like we've got our handful of songs. She's like, you guys should do a fucking episode in December where you talk about the Slayer episodes, but like Slayer, like with Christmas, like Slay,
like that's from Ernest Saves Christmas.
Was it?
Yeah, the Christmas Slay. This isn't supposed to be about slaying people. It's supposed to be about children or some shit like that. And then, awesome. And then the real Santa Claus punched the actor in the face.
Oh, no.
Movie's awesome.
I never saw that one. I know. Like, but, yeah. Never saw that one.
Good grief,
I can
man.
See Slam Dunk Ernest, but not Ernest Ace.
Dude,
Christmas.
I saw Slam Dunk Ernest as well. That one's good. Clean.
I don't think I've watched that one.
That's a good one.
I just seen the classic ones.
You know,
I've seen the classic ones and even that Ernest Rides Again.
No one saw that. That was a straight to USA exclusive.
Dude, that one's a good one. I don't give a shit what the fuck anybody says. That one's good too.
Ernest is funny. So
dude, fuck yeah.
Anything he did.
Well, hopefully, you know, if things don't get better, right? Things don't get better and we have no music to talk about. We're just going to do a review by review selection.
The Ernest Cinematic Universe.
Yeah.
ECU.
Right.
ECU.
I wouldn't even be mad, to be honest with you guys. Like,
I think we kind of have to now.
Right.
Everybody else is doing it.
Yeah. Oh, fucking A.
But anyway, what the fuck were you talking about before? God damn it. We can't stay on track to save our lives.
We can't. That's okay. I was talking about 4039. That was another one I wanted to bring up.
Yeah, I agree.
Yep.
Ivan, you got one you want to throw in?
I liked Dead Man's Eye.
You son of a bitch, you.
Yeah. To me, that's the one other than the acoustic song that stands out because they do something entirely different from what they normally do and shred in the beginning of the fucking song.
They did shred.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he starts off with that fucking
And a dead man's eye.
That's yeah,
see, I like the later half of the songs more. And once you get into Boneyard, it's just I feel like it's all straight up from there. You know what I mean?
Usually it starts getting a little dry at the end of albums to me, but this one's exactly.
Does it get a little dry for your kill logic? Somebody hit me for that one.
That's funny. Kingdom of the Blind. You guys,
that's on my list. That's what I would have put on my likes.
I think that was the first one you mentioned already.
Did I mention Kingdom of the Blind?
I thought you did.
Oh. I don't even remember. But
I think it's so well done for like a song of that style. Yeah. I really like the chords in that.
He reminds me of Travis, the way he sings in the beginning.
Oh my god, it does. Ooh. Holy shit. Yeah. Dude. Solid. Like I can fucking like hear it. Like that's awesome. Get Travis on. What is he doing?
Get him back.
Get him. He's burning a cat.
Dude, this is what's kind of cool about Dry Kill Logic. Like usually they'll end their songs with like those acoustic songs. Mm-hmm. And I got something to bring up on later after this one, but this song kind of falls in with Neither Here Nor Missed on The Dead and Dreaming. It's just like one of them kind of like it's more laid back, but it kind of has the heavier choruses and stuff. I think it's done really well, and I really like the way the middle part comes in, just strumming those chords.
Yep.
Too far gone, if you could call me, I'll miss Gaddy. It's just catchy shit, dude.
Mm-hmm. It bridges everything together. I get
He's got good hooks.
Fuck yeah, dude. Like, seriously, like, this band is nothing but hooks, and I dig it.
It sucks I got into them so late, man. Like, I hope they end up coming back and doing, like, a full album and shit, but I'd like to see good bands out there again.
Yeah, man. Who knows? I don't even know.
Big tours again, man. We need those all day shows. We're running dry in the U.S. right now.
Yeah.
Not right now. Right now, everybody's running dry. Right now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
in the midst of things.
Yeah, man. I fucking miss that shit. It was so fun.
Like we had fucking what was that last one? That Rockstar Energy drink, Mayhem.
Mayhem.
Bad Mayhem, that was like the straggling one, and then that's gone.
Yep.
Hey, just don't fucking make money, apparently.
Dude,
that's crazy. It's
fucking packed.
Yeah.
What? That's the thing. Dude, you fucking hit it on the head, man. Like, I understand that we don't understand the business side of it and how much money is lost with everything, but like, every fucking year, maybe that's just a Chicago thing too, man, but it was fucking butt to
gut.
Is it
the traveling that fucking cost that much extra shit? I don't know.
It was from
you
what
know, obviously there's the guarantees, I guess, but
you got guarantees, you have catering, you've got insurance, you know, kids, people getting hurt left and right. And that was a big thing that I heard about Warped, is that there was just so many fucking pending legal issues with people crowd surfing. And
probably that makes sense.
Yeah. There should be an enter at your own goddamn risk.
Yep.
Yeah.
Said in those exact words.
What are you expecting when you're going to go fucking crowd surf? I caught a girl one time at Ozfest. Like, they fucking launched her into an opening, and I just happened to fucking be there. And I was like, oh,
yeah.
You know what I mean, dude? Mm-hmm. And I was walking by.
Yep. Yeah, goddamn. Remember, we'd be up fucking all day. Well, not all day, because Ivan had the fucking stamina of a goddamn Brahma bull who could have two swigs of water in the morning at 7 o'clock, and we wouldn't see this motherfucker till 5 o'clock. Like, I'm gonna go get some water.
It's all right, because when you're in front, they come by and squirt you, and you just gotta be like, ah,
it's true. It's true. We would be tapping out by like 1-2 o'clock, and like, I have any good. It's funny because, right? The last time that I had seen Ivan, probably like 2008, 2009, but then I ran into him at Mayhem, I think it was like 2013, when Cannibal was playing.
Yeah, they're definitely there.
Yep, and I fucking saw you. Yep, in the fucking pit. I was like, oh my god! It's like, man, it's the police.
Same thing. PBR.
Yep, PBR, and Ivan had on his fucking his like gray like wife beater cut off thing, like with his black fucking shorts, and he had his Cannibal.
I had my Cannibal corpse tucked in my belt, like a fucking loincloth.
Yep, I was like, I don't think you heard me, but I was like, oh, it was just like in 2004, and you're like, yeah, here. That's cool. Yeah, it was cool because you were with like Tim and all them, ain't it?
I think it was just me and Tim.
Oh, okay.
No, it was me, Tim, Mike, Libby, and this one dude we were jamming with at the time.
It's badass.
One of Libby's friends.
Yeah. Damn. That's cool, man. Small fucking world, man.
Yeah.
It's crazy stuff. But yeah, all day shows to come back would be fucking phenomenal. Ozfest was supposed to come back this year, but, you know.
Yeah. That's not happening.
No. No.
I wish Jack would run that shit.
Who?
It'd be interesting.
Oh, for sure, right? You would think.
He used to pick the bands before anyways. That's what I thought I heard.
Yep, you're right.
Yeah, he had a lot to do with that shit, I remember hearing.
I don't know why he just don't go in memory of them. I mean, you don't need to have Ozzy playing to have Ozfest.
No.
You know what I mean? People just jam in memory of it. And maybe they could get, like, the finale, get, like, some dudes from every band and fucking jam on some Ozzy shit.
That'd be sweet.
Sabbath.
That would be cool.
I thought so. Do it, Jack.
Do it, Jack.
That'd be awesome. That'd be so cool. You know, the only thing that I think that Warped had over Ozfest was that they had the lottery where every band would just be put into like a giant fishbowl. So like, think if you could see like Pantera, like, oh, Pantera, you're on the second stage. You guys are opening at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, but then that kind of sucks because I don't know when the fuck I want to show up. If I don't want to see these other bands, I don't want to see them. You know what I mean? I know it's good for exposure. Maybe that's cool punk rock bullshit. But no, not me. I'm not fucking standing out in the fucking parking lot all day just on the hopes that fucking Pantera plays there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know.
They already played?
Yeah.
I bought these.
I don't know. It gets you out, though. I think it would just be fun to think of a band that you could never see like up front because it's like, maybe you didn't have the money to be down in the seats and you're in like us, you know, we're the fucking lawn jockeys, you know, every year. But
does that go for everybody on Warped Tour? Like, there's no for sure fucking headliner?
Correct.
Oh, well, fuck. That's why I never went to Warped Tour. Yeah. It's probably because they don't have a fucking like real legit fucking headliner, though. What's a big band that fucking...
Like, they had Good Charlotte, Blink-182. Yeah.
Yeah, but if you miss Blink-182, would you be that mad?
I would. Well, back then, yeah. I dig their old shit. They were fun, man.
Fucking Warped Tour could have a Pantera, have them play at fucking noon on a fucking Saturday.
Like, that would have been right okay. Now, just went to bed about a half hour ago, Jack. I ain't doing nothing right now.
Right? I remember
their name, bitch.
When Randy helped Acacia Strain like become fucking huge, when the first time they had come out, this awesome fucking video of it, like Vincent comes out and he goes, "We are the most deliciously negative fucking band on this tour. We're gonna make you cry in your checkerboard pants and your tight t-shirts," or so he said something kind of derogatory, but they fucking threw down so hard. I'm like, man, like in the last couple of years, there was a lot of heavier, like the grindy kind of bands that invaded Warped Tour that a lot of people hated because it kind of wasn't what that was supposed to be. But I thought it was cool. Like, that's how Attila really kind of came up through the ranks too, was playing that kind of shit. So
yeah, we'll see how that's working for them.
Dude, man, he's making so much fucking money and he's doing it with fans now.
Yeah, I heard. I heard.
Yeah.
I might have from you.
Yeah, he's doing. Yeah, Ivan, he's got an OnlyFans and he's just banging ladies left and right, apparently.
All right.
Yeah.
Is that the dude who's dating the porn star?
He was at one point, I think. I don't know anything current, but I'm not going to say if you type in Franz on Pornhub, you're not going to find a video, but I think I actually screen grabbed his dick and sent it. That sounds like our thread.
Did you technically grab his dick?
Did I grab his dick?
If you screen grab his dick, does that count as grabbing his dick?
Maybe. I guess it depends on like how much ayahuasca you've drank.
Did you call out? Never mind. I don't want to get his banned.
Okay. We'll talk.
Anyway, now that we're fucking tangent again. God damn it. Like,
I know. I'm sorry.
You're so awful. He always got to share a story.
I do. Ugh.
Mister, I want to be more on script. And then he takes us off script.
That's hard. That's why you can't do business with your friends.
That's true. This is true. Mm. Especially not an OnlyFans business with your friends.
Oh man, we would actually, we'd be the only motherfuckers to start an OnlyFans and lose money.
Yeah. All the lawsuits we'd have to pay out.
Right?
Who wants to see me pour all these raw eggs all over Alonzo? he's just like.
Then I lick it off of him.
Yeah. We get like,
he sucks up a yolk.
Yeah, and it's just like the shots at the end. I won't say the C word. It's just dripping down.
That's the worst. That's the worst. We're going to get sued for likeness rights because Ivan's dick looks like Gary Sinise.
I don't even know who that is. I got to look that up.
It's Lieutenant Dan, yeah.
I like how he took that as like a serious thing. It's like my dick kind of does.
Gary Panise.
Oh, God.
That's a new one. Gary Panise.
Gary Sinise.
I know. That's the joke of the word. You kid. I gotta know who Gary Sinise was.
I'm gonna be in the shower tonight and be like, oh, that's what he was talking about. By tonight, I mean like 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. As long as you get there.
Yes.
But anyway.
Yeah.
What's your next? You got anything else?
I like In Memory.
Dude, that's the last one I was gonna talk about.
Yeah.
I dig it. That's probably my favorite song on the whole album.
I think so too. Dude, there's something about that song that every time I hear it, it's just chills, like goosebumps for me. They always end the albums with like a acoustic, which I'm a sucker for acoustic songs. And I feel like this one's the best one. There's just something about it. Like his vocal performance, the melody. Ugh,
and I like how there's a 10 minute silence at the end of the track. It's like, I thought that was like a ghost track, like the bands used to do.
Yes. I can't tell you how many times I waited for something to come up and nothing happened.
I was like going through it, like clicking different spots. I'm like, there's nothing here. And I was like, is this like a legit 10 minute thing? And I went back and see when it ended. And it ended at like 3:32 or some shit like that. If you count the fade out of the track.
Yeah.
It's really hard to like do that.
And it's like in memory. So like they do the 10 minutes of silence after that. So I thought that was cool.
Hell yeah.
Damn, that's crazy.
It's good, man.
It kind of like, all right, I know there's that 10 minute silence is at the end, but we live in the digital age now. I downloaded this song on like iTunes. And even when I had Spotify, like, I'd be at work, that song would come on, and I'm sitting there for fucking 10 minutes. I'm like, oh yeah, there's this fucking thing. God damn it. Can't we just cut it off now?
That should have been track number 14. It's just like,
I get it for the album. If you got the physical album, have fun with your 10 minutes, but fucking, I live in the shuffle age, man. Come on. Work with me here.
That's funny. Not like,
fucking love that song.
Didn't the Mushroom Head do that with like 43?
Yeah, but then they would, it went, like once you got to, was it track 43 or was it 69, something like that, but once you got to the end, probably right, 43 for the song, makes sense, right? But it led somewhere. Like you got the reprise from Blomp, I think, ain't it?
Yep.
Yeah, well, there you go.
And we're gonna end up doing another Mushroom Head fucking episode eventually. I know that's gonna happen.
Yeah, not that anybody checked out the playlist one.
I love the chorus in memory of, for whatever.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So good. So good.
It was good. It was a perfect. Was close. I don't think you could have had this on any other track on the album, to be honest with you.
The what?
You could have had this track on anything like other than the last song. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Agreed.
I like it as a closer.
Yep.
Me too.
Yep. It's a reflection piece.
What else are you going to put 10 minutes of silence before? Like, it's like in the middle of the album, and you're like, man, I wish the next song would start. And then you take your phone out to skip, and the boss is yelling at you like, I'm sorry! What do you want me to do?
Yeah. Fuck you.
Like fucking typo for October Rust, the first...
lost me.
The first track is like, it sounds like a CD was skipping. It's like, dig, 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 dig. It was making that like noise.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
And they're like, I gotcha. And they're like, hey, this is Peter.
Chimera did that to me with that implement.
I hate when fucking sorry.
I was just saying that one.
I hate when Machine Head throws in that police siren.
Realize,
realize, realize. Yeah. Is that one?
Yep.
I'd always look up in my mirror like, oh, fuck.
Oh, fucking A. God damn it, Ivan. Like, you just brought me back to... Where was that? Was that Metro? How they came out to that for the second set? Fucking god damn it.
Yeah, it's like, well, where are we going to put that? They didn't want to play that shit.
Oh, remember how fucking, like, just stoked we were? Like, just being there and then, like, getting there late, being all in the back, like, seeing John as the new guitar player, like, really happy for him. Like, way to go, Blasky! You
know? Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that dude that looks like John, I got you.
Yeah. And then they're just like, oh, hey, we'll be back. And we're like, oh, fuck, this ain't going to happen. Then it's just like, we're just like,
yeah, everyone split. That's crazy.
We got up there.
Yep. Oh, yeah. We did. Logan's like,
coughing at everybody. Rob, too.
Yeah. Oh, we got are we going to do that on air, the reaction video?
I could do it. Better we could do it offline. I could cut out the extra shit while we're not talking.
Okay. Are we allowed, like, how does that work with, like, copyright?
Dude, reaction videos are all over fucking YouTube. Who cares?
Yeah. Okay. I want to do that because I have not watched it or listened to it.
Oh, cool, I forgot about that. I was about to wait until you guys stop talking. I don't want to interrupt again because I hate that. I was like, what are we doing?
I would never be offended because I know you, out of all people, everybody knows. Once I get going, it's hard to stop me. So please,
I forget what I'm going to say.
Yeah, that's why I got it. Like, we always interrupt each other. Yeah, like,
I'm like waiting to cut in and just like,
if you stop and then like you listen to what they said, then I forget what I said.
It's a whole new subject half the time later on. Yeah. Just like, never mind.
Yeah, by the time Animal's done, yeah.
You just gotta stop me. I'm sorry. I'm just excited. That's why I said you can't do business with friends because
here we go. Into something else. Yep. Talking about stuff we're gonna do next week or coming up, and we should be focusing on this damn episode.
Yeah, we're good. We're the plane's landing. It's still under.
I can taste the water out of that cup. Does that make sense to you?
Dude, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I don't know why. I know exactly what that's made out of, and I can taste it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know what you're talking about.
God damn it. Here you go again.
Fucking childhood shit.
I got a plate made out of that same shit. And everything tastes like that plate after I make it on it. Uh-huh. From the fucking 70s or something. Right. Made it out of the old carpet or something. Because everyone's got a carpet in the 70s that looked like that.
Right.
That orange carpet. So the new stuff, man.
New stuff.
Vices. Talk to me about Vices first.
I'm going to tell you that we have a history with this song because you and I got into this a couple of
months. No, it's the other one.
That's the other one?
Yeah, that's the other one.
Oh, is it really?
Yes, 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 yes.
Well, then I would like to say that I am wrong.
About Vices?
Because I thought that I hated Vices.
You didn't like Don't See Ghosts? Yeah.
Okay.
That's the one we had our discussion on.
Okay, so we're going to just pretend that never happened.
Wait for that one.
And I'm going to say Vices, it had heavy elements. The chorus didn't land as smoothly as I wanted it to. If that makes
really?
Sense. Yeah.
Is it because it's more catchy?
Maybe. It just didn't all catch up for me. It's not bad. It's not a bad.
See, I feel like you're going to say that about the next one. I think that's your argument for the next one.
No, my argument is completely opposite. 180.
Sorry, I had to look for it because I don't remember which one's which.
I know. I don't know. I think Vices has the fucking a nice feel. That groove is awesome. I think they sound fucking great now. I think everything's caught up to what I want. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That shit's fucking solid, especially that fucking newer one.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's. Are they doing it themselves? Like, he doesn't like the Ghost one.
No, I do. I didn't. I do now.
Oh, so you flipped on me.
I flipped
on you. Now you're fucking giving me the old fucking argument for Vices.
I am.
Oh, you son of a bitch. Jesus.
Don't See Ghosts.
The old animal switcheroo.
he does this to me on purpose, I swear.
We need to get him a bowler's hat like Curly used to have, and he just like starts like knocking on his head, making some sound.
Good call.
My bipolarism keeps the show interesting.
Needless to say.
Yeah. No, man. I'm not even like really, I'm not even like trying to like Crowder and Rogan this, like with the whole weed episode. Like, I'm not trying to make an argument out of anything. I'm just saying that Vices wasn't bad, but I like Don't See Ghosts more.
All right, now you threw me for a whole fucking loop, dude. I don't even know how to talk to you now.
I like the chorus in Vices.
Do you? Yes.
Yeah.
And then I like the way he sings those verses
back
too.
In.
Mm-hmm. I like the way they play with the verses. Like, it's kind of like just hitting those chords, dan, and then he's doing his vocals over it, and then it picks up, and they do the more picking like riff. I just like the way it flows.
Yeah.
I think it's so good.
Do you think now they found their like 100%? They're like niche, like
funny. Well, it's kind of like I said with this one. Like, they sonically, they were kind of, they finally found more consistency in their sound and what I feel probably identifies them the best on this album of Vengeance and Violence. And now they're taking that and making it better. Like, I think it sounds better. I think they're,
I'll say
obviously
their sound sounds better.
Yeah, for sure. And then, you know, they've always done this kind of like catchy chorus for it. Mm-hmm. And I feel like they're hitting their stride now more than ever. And speaking of the tone and everything, I wonder if they're doing this themselves, if they're on a label. You know, I'm kind of curious because I don't know. I'm really excited about whatever's coming in the future.
Yeah. Well, once this goes up, let's just share it to them. Sliding them DM.
They'll repost it because that's I see that a lot. Anybody that shows them some love and appreciation, they'll repost on Twitter and stuff. Yeah. So
awesome.
Be cool.
Yeah, Don't See Ghosts, man. For me, I think the chorus was that hook that I was looking for.
See, but when we talked about this originally, you didn't like the chorus.
I know I didn't. But you have to understand that, like, I'm very much like, it's got to catch me. I have to be in that mood to fully absorb it.
True.
So I'm not like really like,
I don't know. I'm pretty adamant.
It's animals fall time, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is autumn.
Yep. It is. It is. I even wrote for Don't See Ghosts, I put springtime. It reminded me of springtime.
I think that's when I shared it with you.
Nice.
I like the riff.
The riff? Mm-hmm. It's a nice, real fucking choppy before the chorus, man. Oh, it's so good.
They are getting pretty, like, real aggressive with the riffs. Like, they are bringing it in these two songs. I do like it.
Yeah.
And I like the way it starts off, and it's just like, the drums are kind of just pounding away. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How he's singing it.
Mm-hmm.
He kills choruses, dude. Like, in a good way. He slaughters it.
Mm-hmm. I think so too.
His melody.
Mm-hmm.
The way he does it.
Hell yeah. It's good times, man. Good listens, you know?
I'm coming home. Fucking.
Yeah, that's hard to do, man. Like, if you ever sit at home trying to, like, or in the shower just trying to sing along to this shit, that's not an easy tone to pull off if you're trying to do like notes with the intensity.
Yeah. And not breaking. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Dude.
God damn it. Yeah. that's like one of those fun riffs I love to play.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why I love Showered in Glass when we used to play Showered in Glass. To me, that was just a fun riff.
Yep.
When we used to jam.
So
that's
fun.
One
man.
Of those riffs that sounds just fucking fun to play.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
doing windmills and shit. I can't do it no more, but you know, I'll glue a wig to my fucking head. Just
hell yeah.
Shattered in Glass, man. That was one of those songs that like took you 15 different directions, you know? It was fun.
I don't know. I feel like, I feel like we had like the right direction. We just did it a long time. Like, it wasn't much variance in it.
No,
it had like that sweet ass riff though.
Yep.
Which one are you talking about?
The main riff.
And we just we milked it for all it's worth, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, then y'all motherfuckers broke that shit down. That bum ba da dum bum ba da dum bum ba da dum bum ba da dum bum ba da ba da dum. That was fucking sweet. Oh, and like the choke on the hi hats with that too.
Yeah.
We should re-record that shit.
Man.
We could do it better now than we did back then.
Oh, absolutely.
We were freezing our ass off in that little fucking shed, dude. I remember recording that shit. It's not fun.
Man. Long time.
Funny, we probably recorded that while this album came out. Must have been around 06, I think. So I remember Gears of War. That dude was playing Gears of War inside.
Yeah, that's when my car broke down.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I forgot what was wrong with it. Anyway.
Didn't your car like break down and like that like chick took that we were hanging out took a piss in an alley?
I got a flat tire.
You got a flat tire. That's right. Yeah. I remember
Oh yeah.
The lug nuts were stripped.
Okay.
Yeah, his lug nuts were stripped.
Hey-o.
She didn't get that ride for free. Allegedly.
I didn't do that.
I know, but I can't even joke about it because lawsuits can happen. I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't want to bring down on you.
I remember them showing up and Ivan was all like, you know, disheveled. Obviously, if we have car problems, we're all like that. And she just takes this big fucking long drag of a cigarette. She's like, I took a hot steamy piss in the alley. I was like, it's going to be one of those nights.
We took her fucking wheel after that.
That's the same day Dump backed up into a tree.
Yes.
Yep.
It's good times.
We had to pry that door open.
Yeah. We played that night Silent Civilian played, which is the dude from Spine Shanks band. They played like obviously after us.
Yeah, really?
Mm-hmm.
Silent Civilian. I kind of remember that.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that was somebody that was supposed to be somewhat big or something.
Mm-hmm.
I remember hearing something that was pretty good. Like they were pretty aggressive, right?
I thought so. We didn't stick around because we went back.
Obviously not, because we went to the fucking wheel because we were all hungry and all depressed because the car troubles.
I had to push my I drove it to this fucking shop on the corner.
Yeah, didn't you? Yeah, dude. It was in Crown Point or something like that, I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Contempt. We're gonna get them signed to Sanctuary Records real close. Like, oh.
And we never saw them again.
No, we didn't. It's funny. No. But Drag Kill Logic.
God, you bipolar bastard.
I know. This was a fun fucking album, gentlemen. I enjoyed it a lot.
I'm glad you guys liked that. I didn't know where you guys would fall on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've always liked them. Like, Rot was my jam back in the day.
Yes.
That's a badass song.
Yeah, it is.
And,
You don't like me, I am your...
That was pretty good too. Please don't forget
the name of the other one. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Make sure you guys check out Dead Man's Eyes and then Buckles, because I'm just it's not anything.
Oh, back to back. Okay,
yeah,
I got you.
Yeah, because it's you find that fucking hole. I'm telling you.
And, I'm gonna give some love to the first album because there's some jams on. I like the slow ones on the fucking first album. I think one's called Track 13 and the other one's Give Up, Give In, Lie Down.
Okay.
And then Pain's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think of how that one goes. I always remember the chorus. I'm singing the other song now.
Yeah. He's like, this is gonna suck.
Yeah. Good. Thank you. Thank you. That's the one. Oh, you don't like. God, now I'm singing Rod again. God damn it.
See, they just, that's all these go right into each other. But yeah.
Asshole.
That's all I got, man.
That's it. Yeah. I got nothing else. I like it. Thumbs up for me. Fuck yeah. I usually only get three thumbs up. Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. We got to take it right in front for the record books.
I know. Write it down.
Yep.
Maybe eventually, if we get enough comments and feedback, maybe we could do another one back from. Maybe we could do the Den Dreamin' or the first one.
Be sweet.
Depends on whoever comments and gives us some likes and shit.
Oh, here's one. Eat shit. Yeah, we'll do that.
But to wrap this up, next week we got the soundtracks, movie soundtracks.
Yes.
B-Live is coming back.
B-Live's coming back. He is okay. I talk to that dude every day and he is fucking stoked for this one.
Oh, that's cool. I'm gonna send you guys
fucking do my fucking hard research because I know nothing about any fucking soundtrack.
Don't worry, you probably like it'd probably be the same ones that we're thinking of.
Yeah.
Aside from a couple, but I'll send you guys what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, yeah.
That way we all have a chance to check it out and shit.
That'd be great.
Spoiler alert, Godzilla's on there.
Yeah. Yes. I may or may not have 90s movies trivia to go along with this episode too. So be ready, gentlemen.
Okay. Sounds good, man. So otherwise, obviously if you're watching this on YouTube or the Twitch or the fucking whatever, like, subscribe, do all that shit, comment, give us your questions, your thoughts. Audio versions, you motherfuckers are out there on the podcast. Rate that shit and share it.
Yes.
I think that's it.
Sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah. We'll see you next week, bitches.
See ya. Bye.